WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Joel and Ethan Coen set their new movie Fargo in their native Midwest. Brother Joel is the director. They wrote the screenplay together. Ever since their debut film, Blood Simple, in 1984, the Coen brothers have been admired for their cleverness, but often criticized for their cold-hearted self-indulgence. Film critic John Power says, with their new film, they've reined in their excessiveness and stripped down their style.
When most people think about Minnesota or North Dakota, they imagine snowy, flat states whose citizens are polite, sensible, and orderly. States that send Walter Mondale to the Senate or go big for Bob Dole in the Republican primary. But there's a loony underside to the American North, and that's the subject of a new movie by Joel and Ethan Coen. Called Fargo, and based on a real-life crime, it's a ghoulishly funny thriller about hideous murder and the persistence of human decency. W.H. Macy plays Jerry Lundegaard, a car salesman from Minneapolis who's in desperate need of money. To scam a ransom from his father-in-law, he arranges for his wife to be snatched by two crooks. One of them a psycho, the other a smart aleck played by Steve Buscemi. But this kidnapping scheme goes terribly wrong, and soon all three are being pursued by Marge Gunderson, a hugely pregnant small-town cop whose puffy parka makes her look like a walking parade float. Something of a female Columbo, Marge is never more dangerous than when she seems most out to lunch. The Coens were raised in suburban Minnesota, and they take delight in sending up the great white bread north. There are countless gags about snow, Paul Bunyan, and local yokels. And the characters talk in a hyperbolic patois that's as flat and broad as the highway from St. Paul to Fargo. In fact, it's part of the movie's gallows humor that these funny accents exist side by side with appalling violence, as when Marge Gunderson first visits a murder scene on the highway near her hometown of Brainerd.
Here's the second one. It's in the head and the hand there. I guess that's a defensive wound.
Oh, yeah?
Where's the state trooper?
Back there, a good piece, in the ditch next to his prowler.
Okay. So we got a trooper pull someone over. We got a shooting. These folks drive by. There's a high-speed pursuit. Ends here, and then this execution-type deal.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if our suspect was from Brainerd.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, from his footprint, he looks like a big fella.
Although dialogue like this had me laughing all the way through, a couple of friends from Minnesota insist that Fargo demeans its characters from beginning to end. And to be honest, they're not completely wrong. Ever since their debut with Blood Simple, the Coens have been high priests of snide, their comedy tinged with adolescent cruelty. They often turn violence into a joke and create characters whose stupidity the audience can look down on. But while Fargo is undeniably guilty of meanness, it still marks a breakthrough. In the past, the Coens have shied away from ordinary human emotions, as if it were embarrassingly unhip to invent characters who love their children, worry about losing their jobs, or find bloody murder objectionable. In Fargo, they finally seem to have pushed beyond this fear of feeling, at least in the scenes with Marge Gunderson, who's beautifully played by Frances McDormand. Although we're constantly giggling at her goofy manner, we realize that this enormous woman embodies genuine goodness. She does a difficult job efficiently and well. She loves her sweet-natured husband, Norm, a wildlife painter who dreams that his work will be put on a postage stamp. And like so many of us, she simply cannot understand why anyone would slaughter somebody just for money. It doesn't make any sense. Caught in the middle of a bloody farce, Marge affirms the value of human life, not least because she's carrying a child. In an irony that the Coens are too savvy not to appreciate, this murder story set in the frozen sprawl of Minnesota is the warmest movie they've ever made.
John Powers is the film critic for Vogue.